This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Robert Barnes guest hosting. Up a little bit later, we'll be discussing what is the risk that the October surprise the Biden administration may have be war with China, and why China itself may politically profit from such a conflict, particularly the Chinese Communist Party and its leader Xi. But up now, there's been a lot of talk that there's been too many pro-Trump candidates win nominations for the governorships and the Senate races in closely contested, closely watched races. The institutional media narrative that even Mitch McConnell is outspinning is that, you know, then people like J.D. Vance, people like Blake Masters, a range of others, Eric Schmidt, the various gubernatorial nominees in Pennsylvania and Michigan that were backed by Trump, mean the doom of Republican prospects for those governorships or Senate positions in the fall. And what they're relying upon is media inflated polls to get there. Now, at this point, anybody that still believes in media polls probably should have their head examined. And anybody who pronounces that as a grounds for believing a particular narrative is someone to not really listen to again in the future. The polls have been wrong for a range of reasons, but particularly political manipulation of public opinion data since 2014. Two things happened. The polls became easier to manipulate because of the change in technology by which we communicate. Historically, polls initially started off with people going door to door. Local journalists used to do those kind of polls in the local neighborhood taverns and restaurants back in the late 1800s. Indeed, you used to be able to bet on elections legally in the United States with ease all across the country. Now, then that transitioned with the with going door to door in the old school way by Gallup in the 1930s after some egregious polling errors kept failing to predict FDR's success in the 1936 presidential election. Gallup sent people out to go all across the country to try to get a fair sample. And for the next 20 years, polling was done by in-person interviews all across the nation meant to be weighted accurately to reflect the opinions of a broad cross-section of the community. Even then, it wasn't perfect, but it was far from as erroneous as the polls today. Then the landline phone came about. And because most people answered the phone and most people participated in polling, they developed technology that was decent, if not perfect, from the mid-1970s all the way through until the mid-2000s. But then came along cell phones. Then came along do not call lists. Then came along people no longer wanting to participate in phone polls. So what used to be a 50% response rate, where almost half the people who answered a phone would actually answer the poll, ended up getting down to as low as 2%. That creates something they call self-selection bias. The people who answer the poll are the people who want to be polled, and those disproportionately represent a different group than the broader cross-section of the American community. This led to the incorporation of emails, texts, and online polling devices, but those devices are very subject to manipulation and also just a plain old error if you don't know what you're doing. One of the very few people who's been very accurate in this capacity has been Richard Barris. You can find him at peoplespundit.locals.com. He puts out a lot of information and analysis on polls. I found him in 2014 predicting exactly what we're seeing being predicted now. He was predicting in 2014 that all these polls that said Democrats were going to hold power in a bunch of Senate seats was wrong, and he explained why and how. He incorporated economic data, historical data, a range of supplemental data to go along with his unique method of polling to make sure they got the most accurate information. He ended up being right. He's been the most accurate pollster in 2016, 2018, and 2020. What does his polls predict? Well, if you look at the polls that he's been documenting and detailing, Republicans are in excellent shape, with only self-sabotage and undermining Trump the only risk they face. As long as they back Trump and a MAGA agenda, the United States Senate will include Blake Masters and J.D. Vance, will also include Herschel Walker. It's likely to have a 52, 53, maybe even 54 Republican senators. and the governorships of Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania will return to Republican roots, and we can finally pass meaningful election reform in those states. When we come back, risk of war with China, how high is it?
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes, guest hosting. We'll be discussing a little bit later in the show the risk of war with China as Biden's October surprise, and something that may actually favor the Chinese Communist Party in China to actually have happened, given the particular economic and internal political unrest issues they currently face. We'll also be discussing how the Arm & Hammer story that is going to be in a documentary about the entire family forthcoming on Discovery Plus in September is unlikely to tell you the real, full, whole scandals of the Hammer family, given their deep state ties and connections, very unusual political history, and whether the particular perversions that are exposed in the great-grandson of the family that, in fact, is related to a range of disturbing conduct of elite-style behavior that has been detailed and demonstrated by the likes of no less than Alex Jones. Indeed, the most mematic aspect of the Alex Jones trials to date was his answer and response about Jeffrey Epstein and the Clintons, and how the Hammers seem to, in their great-grandson, reflect behaviors that are comparable and maybe even more sickening and grotesque. But before that, let's talk about the military getting caught misbranding the vaccine again. So there was always issues with the vaccine for the military. I brought suit on behalf of Children's Health Defense against the FDA for even trying to authorize the vaccine in the first place. They played a game of who's responsible, such that we're now up before the Court of Appeals in the Sixth Circuit, and we'll be taking it to the U.S. Supreme Court over whether or not that action was ever legitimate by the FDA. But in the process, the military has got caught mislabeling or misidentifying the vaccine. They've already had three different federal courts stop them from discriminating against members of the military based on legitimate religious objections and accommodations requested by members of the Air Force, by members of the Marines, and by the Navy SEAL. Indeed, a federal court in Texas, then a federal court in Ohio, then another federal court in Florida have enjoined and stopped the Air Force, have stopped the Marines, have stopped the Navy from continuing to discriminate in open and overt ways and religious accommodation requests related to the vaccine. Not only that, the military is facing an extraordinary recruitment problem due to a combination of saying, hey, you're going to be a human guinea pig for various forms of experimentation, as Barack Obama himself called it. This vaccine experiment was an experiment on billions of people, and then he later took down the comment after he got exposed for it. But in that same capacity, a lot of ordinary soldiers, based on the lawsuits we brought, and members of the military, whether airmen, Marines, Navy, sailors, or members of the Army, said, hey, this is not, in fact, a approved, fully authorized vaccine, but this is only an emergency use authorized vaccine. And under federal law, they cannot be required or compelled to take a vaccine that has only been approved for emergency use. So what did the military do? The military, members of the military, as exposed by multiple whistleblowers, and in a letter, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, who, by the way, will get reelected in the fall, pointed out to the FDA and members of the military and Secretary Austin, he wants to know what's happening, because more than 9 whistleblowers have now stepped forward to the senators' offices and said they have witnessed high-ranking members of the Biden administration's Defense Department within the military mislabeling the emergency use authorized only drug as the fully biologic licensed drug, even though the biologic licensed drug is still, as Senator Johnson's letter details, not yet available in the United States. So they went back and changed the label. And that has legal consequences. That has potentially medical consequences. That has constitutional consequences in certain instances. So Senator Johnson is calling upon full disclosure of what happened. That it appears high rank, including doctors and other medical professionals, in this ongoing treating our soldiers and members of the military as guinea pigs for experimentation. Senator Johnson says this is wrong. It violates the law. That there's no right to mislabel these drugs as something other than what they actually are. They don't have the same makeup. They haven't gone through the same manufacturing procedures. They don't have the same legal ramifications as the biologic licensed drug that, again, almost a year to the day of the Pfizer drug getting a biologic license, it is still unavailable in almost all of the United States. How is that even possible? What game are they playing? Well, the game they are playing is a legal immunity game. What other product do you get taxpayers to fund that you get to inject massively in billions of people around the world for which you cannot be legally sued? Indeed, I have a major whistleblower case against Pfizer who exposed all the flaws and fraud in their clinical trials. And Pfizer's defense is they contracted their way around and outside of any fraudulent claims. So now they say they're not only immune under the law, they're also immune because they got a contract signed that claims they're immune. Now, the contract doesn't quite say what they claim it does, and that will be subject to future litigation. But it tells you the mindset that you have high-ranking members of the military willing to lie to their own soldiers, their own members of the military, people who risk their lives on a daily basis, and by changing the labels on a bunch of products. Now, that is, by the way, a crime in most states. It is a crime under federal law. Will there be meaningful investigations of this? To me, this gives rise to another additional grounds that people like Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene can use to impeach not only President Trump and President Biden, as President Trump was impeached repeatedly for rogue reasons, impeach President Biden on actual constitutional grounds, because this is criminal conduct. And it's criminal conduct with massive consequences for which a new election is not an effective remedy, because people are ongoing under threat of harm. So consequently, what should happen is that these additional grounds raised by Senator Johnson, detailed by these whistleblowers, should be added in the charges of impeachment against not only President Biden, but also Vice President Harris, who appears to have been knowledgeable and culpable in aspects of this, and Secretary of Defense Austin. All three should have grounds to be impeached based on complicity and conspiracy to commit federal crimes against some of the people that we should be the most legally protective of. As Johnson's letter details, he goes after, he details each person who has disclosed information, including some that wish to be anonymous, but that some of these people are commissioned officers disclosing, and based on what they physically, personally witnessed. This isn't a guess. They're not saying, I heard it. This isn't hearsay. These aren't rumors. This isn't innuendo. These are members of the military that have risked their careers to step forward and say, I saw it happen. I witnessed it happen. I know it happened. And based on it, that means that what happened was illegal and a crime by members of the military with complicit conspiratorial cover-up by the Biden administration, all to force members of the military to take an experimental drug that is proving to be extraordinarily dangerous. Just look at the, why aren't we getting full explanations as to why there's been a rise in all-cause death? Why are we not getting a full explanation but on all of these other components? You note the people that signed this letter include colonels, high-ranking members of the military, well-respected officers with impeccable records. That's who's exposing this. The media is trying to stay quiet about it, trying to keep it quiet. because they don't want the world to know what these lieutenants, captains, majors, commanders, lieutenant colonels, and colonels are exposing. That extraordinary misconduct again. And remember, this has a long history. The military used its service members to experiment on them with mustard gas. The government used the members of the military to experiment on them as part of MK Ultra with LSD. Used them to experiment on them again with whatever Agent Orange was. Used them to experiment on them again with whatever was given to them in Iraq. So this is a continuous pattern of treating members of the military, people who put their lives on the line to defend American freedom and liberty, by putting them at risk, by making them human guinea pigs for experimentation by an out-of-control big pharmaceutical industry, and by Bill Gates' desire to control the world and control population. And this is a crime of consequence that is exactly the kind of crime the impeachment clause of the U.S. Constitution was designed and drafted to punish and prosecute. This is an impeachable offense. The Secretary of Defense and President Biden should be impeached as soon as Republicans seize power. When we get back, what is the risk of war with China?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes, guest hosting. We're going to be discussing a little bit later what is the risk of an October surprise and war with China, with a major nuclear power, even as they've tried to run the risk of war with another nuclear power, the greatest nuclear power, Russia, for the last 6 months. What is the risk that that occurs? But before then, let's talk about a forthcoming documentary that exposes the deep state, but the documentary itself probably will try to avoid and evade the topic of the deep state. That is the story of Armie Hammer. Armie Hammer was the actor who was the great-grandson of the famous Armand Hammer and who was being promoted in Hollywood as a popular actor, as a popular person, as a good character, was promoted as the Lone Ranger even, was in a range of, played the Winklevoss twins in the movie about Facebook. So you had, you know, all of this promotion and protection of him. But anybody that understands the true underbelly of Hollywood, and more significantly, knew the history of the Hammer family, would have reason for pause. Now, here's what some of that may involve. Armie Hammer basically is a guy who reads like American Psycho, the movie and the book. But his great-great-granddaddy and his great-granddaddy also were more nefarious in their own involvement. They were, they escaped, by the way, from where? Ukraine. They came from Odessa to the United States, the original Mr. Hammer. He set himself up as a doctor and drug provider. What a shock, involved with pharmaceuticals. Would be exposed, engaged in illegal abortions that led to a woman's death, that ultimately led to his homicide charges, by which he served time in Sing Sing, but not before being released early. He was one of the key leaders of what political party, do you think, in the 1920s here in America? The one and the only, the Communist Party of America. That was the foundation of the Hammer family in America. His son, Armand Hammer, now try to guess how he came up with that name. Arm and Hammer. In other words, the Soviet emblem, the Soviet symbol, the communist unilateral symbol. That's where it came from. They had various excuses over time, but the fact that great-grandson is being named Armie Hammer gives you an idea for how powerful that would maintain. While he was running his drugstore, he would be a key launderer, the original foundation of the Hammer family. He would use the drugstore as a money launderer to help the communists and Lenin in Russia. The family tradition would continue long past his tenure on this earth. Indeed, his son, who somehow managed to find himself in all these lucrative business opportunities, often involved with and connected to forced labor in the Soviet Union, would end up being connected to oil riches, to distilleries, to a range of businesses, including, of course, the famous baking soda itself, that would help put him economically in a unique space and place. Now, by the way, he would get caught doing illegal donations to both sides of the aisle, including the Nixon administration. But who would pardon him later? One poppy George H.W. Bush. Indeed, this is a guy who managed to get awards from almost every Western government, all kinds of special designations and military awards, put up even for the Nobel Peace Prize, while also getting awards from the Soviet Union. Ask yourself, how does that happen? What kind of capitalist is doing all this business promoting the Soviet Union? How is he getting Freedom Awards in France and Italy, the United Kingdom, and in the U.S. when he's openly and overtly supporting the Soviet Union and caught doing it repeatedly, as has been a family tradition for decades? Well, that wasn't all of his connections. His other tight connections was to the royal family of Britain. Indeed, he was particularly close to Prince Charles. In fact, Prince Charles wanted to make him godfather of the young boys, the now Prince William. Notably, it was Princess Diane who said, no, thank you. And of course, not too long after that, Princess Diane would end up dead. So in a death that has still not been fully explained exactly what happened and how it happened, as the death happened in a tunnel where there were no cameras. That is the family history of the Hammer family. They are the personifications of the deep state with deep ties to the Soros same type world and the Bill Gates and the Rockefellers and the rest. Indeed, in making all this money on oil and alcohol, the Hammer family also had promised to make a particular person president of the United States. He was the then son of a United States senator, making lots of money on coal mines in Tennessee. That son was Albert Gore. So the great environmentalist was being promoted and protected by the Hammer family that was making lots of money for the Gore family running coal mine. So this was a guy in the Gore family made a lot of money on tobacco, made a lot of money on coal, and yet they're the big environmentalists who are anti-tobacco. Maybe that agenda is something different than what it's been presented at. So it is from that context that will probably be omitted from the documentary that the story of Armie Hammer starts to make a little more sense and exposing further the scale of depravity in Hollywood. Because what is it Armie Hammer got caught doing? Was it just affairs? Was it, you know, he was married, two young kids? Was it sexual assault allegations? Was it something more severe? What was it? Well, it's because Armie Hammer told women he wanted to eat them literally. He was a cannibal by his own admission. Ask yourself, where does that come from? How does somebody suddenly out of the blue become a cannibal? How does somebody that has this degree of prominence and recognition and publication in the Hollywood world, whose parents and grandparents and great-grandparents were deeply embedded in the deep state apparatus, does that just come out of the blue? Or is this reflective of a deeper, more disturbing family tradition involving abuse over people to power over people to such a degree there's no more contempt for the individual human being, for the individual soul, than someone who is a literal American psycho, someone who prides themselves on being and wanting to exercise their cannibalistic instincts. That what the sick depravity of Armie Hammer reveals is not only something deeply disturbing about the underculture and subculture of Hollywood and social media and its patrons of power, but also about the deep state writ large, that exposes something about the whole nature of the Hammer family, that its family tradition, its family legacy would be reflected and represented in a popular actor wanting to exercise his cannibalistic instincts on a wide range of women. That this American living American psycho came from the Hammer family is no surprise, because he is a descendant, not just of that family, but a descendant of the deep state, a mindset and mentality that could easily be at home with oligarchs in the West and the Soviet Union in the East, because they both did not see human beings as independent, autonomous human beings capable of a soul, capable of being protected and promoted as individual human beings in their autonomy. It's the same mindset that goes behind vaccine mandate, the same mindset that goes behind these endless wars. It sees human beings as cattle to be controlled, cattle to profit those at the top. And that is where the Hammer story is not just a cultural story, not just a historical story. It is embodiment and emblematic of the problems of deep state corruption and collusion, of the anti-humanist agenda that they so repeatedly represent and reflect. And that is why they present such a threat to liberty, freedom, and humanity going forward. When we come back, war with China. Is it going to happen or not?
Elevave TP, PQQ, GoQ10, the list goes on and on. Those are the ingredients and our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, finally, after almost a year of being sold out, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. This product is incredible, what it does to all cellular function. The PQQ and CoQ10 are on record helping your telomeres last longer. That's your DNA.
This product is amazing. It blows away all the competition, and it's even more incredible because it funds our operation against the New World Order. You can buy some great supplements out there from great companies, but are they funding the tip of the spear? No, they're not. So if you haven't experienced DNA Force Plus yourself, or in the last year when it's been sold out, you couldn't get it, it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus is 50% off, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes, guest hosting. Up at the end of the show, we'll be discussing what is the risk we go to war with China as a October surprise to salvage the Democratic hopes in the upcoming midterms, where they face likely doom and demise and impeachment for President Biden and other executive officials, including Attorney General Garland and Secretary of Defense Austin and the Vice President as well, Kamala Harris, with a long line of political corruption ties and allegations going all the way back to California days and extended into her vice presidency. But we'll get to that right at the end of the show in the last segment. Before then, let's discuss what risk does President Trump face from the election investigation in Georgia. Rudy Giuliani was there this past week, testifying in front of the grand jury, a special grand jury formed by a political Democratic hack who is using the investigation to promote the political cause of her ally, Stacey Abrams, who is likely the real person involved in criminal and other illicit behavior in the 2020 presidential election. as she was in aspects likely in 2018. So I was involved representing the president in Georgia, so I can give you the inside story on what took place. When I came down to Georgia, there were several issues clearly pending. The question in this election was not whether or not machines did this or anything like that. The question was a simple one. Was the election done in a constitutional manner? Now, what does that mean? It means that only constitutionally qualified people voted, that the way they cast their ballots was a constitutional way of casting ballots, and that the counting and canvassing of the ballots was done consistent to the Constitution. Now, what does the U.S. Constitution say about a presidential election? Well, actually, it's pretty darn clear. It says the state legislature, the legislature of each state government, sets the rules for the presidential election. And that's it. There's no role for the governor, no role for the executive branch, no role for the judicial branch, no role for any federal officers, solely and wholly a role for the legislature. The legislature in Georgia had established certain rules about who could vote in the presidential election. And it established certain rules about how they could vote in a presidential election. And it established certain rules about how the canvassing of the ballots, which included signature match checks, for example, and the counting of the ballots was to be done, which included the right to observe the process. This included a right to a recount. This included the right to file an election contest if anything went wrong with it. So I was there that whole time. What we found was substantial evidence, along with Matt Brainerd, along with Richard Barris, along with Patrick Witt, along with a bunch of others, we found substantial evidence that the Georgia presidential election in 2020 did not conform to the Constitution, that people voted who were not constitutionally qualified to vote in Georgia for the presidency, that the manner in which people voted was not consistent to the Constitution because it violated the state legislature's rules for how you could cast a ballot in the presidential election, that the canvassing of the ballot was not done consistent to the Constitution because it violated the state legislative rules, in particular for signature match checks to meaningfully occur in an election that was flooded with mail-in ballots, both flooded out because all kinds of ballots were floating around everywhere and flooded in back to the election system. And the canvassing and the count of the ballot was also not done in a constitutional manner, as exposed famously by those officials who were taking, when the observers left, took those big cases underneath the desk. Why were they underneath the desk? And started counting them late. Remember, you had the problem of the so-called water leak that supposedly delayed counting of ballots at another location. These problems were detailed all across the state. And the only question was, were there more than 10,000 or so ballots, because the margin was so small, that either were cast by people who were not constitutionally qualified to vote, or the ballot was cast in a manner that was not constitutionally qualified, consistent to the rules, or that was canvassed or counted in a manner that was not constitutionally consistent. That was it. So when the president got on the phone and talked to the Georgia election official, Brad Ratberger, that's what he's talking about. And he says, all I need is this number of ballots to be in doubt, and then I'm entitled to contest the election. Then I'm entitled to have it go to Congress, because that's the remedy. The remedy is if it's uncertain, if it's undetermined, undecided, whether and who won an election for the presidency, then those disputed electoral votes go to Congress, but only to one part of Congress, the House of Representatives, and not to vote in general, but to vote by each state's delegation, as Professor Eastman put out and established at the time, and for which now he's being targeted in arrest. So as part of that process to bring an election contest under Georgia's rules, which President Trump timely did, then the Georgia courts corruptly refused to ever hear the case. They delayed it and delayed it and delayed it in direct violation of Georgia law. None of the other Georgia courts would step in and do anything about it. So the president was stripped of his right to contest the election, his right to expose the unconstitutional nature of the Georgia election. People who voted in Georgia who were not constitutionally qualified to vote for the presidency, including people who are residents of other states, including people who voted in other states, including people who claimed to be living in a mailbox, none of which was constitutionally qualified, including some who appeared to have been dead. That wasn't all. The manner in which they cast their ballot required that they cast it in a manner that the signatures match on their absentee ballot application and in the absentee ballot envelope sent back. Any review of those checks would have shown the same thing but on a much lesser scale was necessary, as just happened for the DA in L.A., Gascon, who was being recalled by the people of L.A., and how did he get around it? They said about a third of the ballots didn't have signatures it matched. So how is it a third of the recall ballot somehow the signatures don't match on the recall petition, but less than 1% of the ballots in Georgia in this massive flooding of signatures didn't match? Didn't happen. But in fact, the Secretary of State had promised us, promised me, his office, his lawyers, that we would be able to do a meaningful review of the signature match checks, take a significant subsample. They never got around to doing it. They used the red herring about Dominion to distract from the signature match issue so that Americans lost focus on the fact that the signature match never occurred anywhere in any meaningful form. When it happened on just a smaller scale in Arizona, they found so many signatures didn't match in just the sample that it was 10 times more projected out than the total margin of victory in Arizona. The same would have been found in Georgia. And then we had the fact that the canvassing of the ballots and the counting of the ballots were not constitutionally consistent. So he brought a very detailed, President Trump, very detailed election contest, hundreds of pages of exhibits, affidavits, demonstrated evidence, the most compelling, convincing election contest brought in the country, maybe ever in American political history, definitely in the presidential context, especially for 2020. As part of that process, you have to identify who your electors would be so that you can give the court a remedy. So you say for the election contest, if the court says we don't know who won or determines that Trump won, that there was a remedy available for the court to issue, which was the name of electors to be certified by the governor to go to Congress to participate in the Electoral College, to participate as having those electors count. So as part of that, a list of people came up with it. They are now trying to claim that the president on a phone call saying, I only need this many votes to contest the election, was somehow now illegal, was somehow now fraud. That's utter gibberish and nonsense. They're also trying to claim that naming alternative electors was some kind of elector scam or elector fraud. This is asserting his constitutionally protected legal rights and remedies under Georgia state and federal law. That is what the president did. Asserting your rights can never be a crime. And so the investigation by the Georgia grand jury is a politically motivated witch hunt based on no credible allegations of any legal violation. Instead, it is another attempt to criminalize political disagreement in America, to criminalize asserting your own civil rights and civil liberties in America. That's where this is going. Hopefully somebody at some place, some point steps in, whether it's the governor in Georgia, whether it's the higher courts in Georgia, to shut down this sham grand jury that is an embarrassment to constitutional law in America, that's politically motivated. And the person who should be put under grand jury investigation somewhere in Georgia, because any county could investigate, should be Stacey Abrams. Find out why there was unusual overvoting in the 2018 election that related to the 2020 election in the same precincts and county. When we come back, what is the risk of war with China in October?
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients
to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Robert Barnes, guest hosting. Up soon, we'll have an emergency message from Alex Jones to the president, to President Trump, that is, the duly elected president of 2020, just not constitutionally recognized as such by Congress and the courts who abandoned and absconded their duty and obligation to make sure we had an ethical election. But now, what is the risk that the October surprise could be war with China? First of all, the Biden administration may face extraordinary risk come November. They may face losing the House, and not only losing it, current projections by some of the more reliable sources I've seen suggest 250 or more Republican House members that will include a substantial populist MAGA base in the Marjorie Taylor Greene Matt Gaetz structure. And they will be joined by similarly inclined individuals like Blake Masters and J.D. Vance in the United States Senate that see the world from a similar independent populist perspective. Consequently, and there may be new Republican governors in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania that will shape the rules for the 2024 election. So the risk is that they will try an October surprise and over China, or try to use Taiwan to provoke China into a conflict in the Taiwan Strait. The China itself may profit from this, and it's important to understand the way the two, the globalists and China see one another. For a long time, the globalists see China as working for them, them not working for China. The Clinton-Biden expectation and the Pelosi expectation is that they can use China for their own globalist purposes and that they can have China line their pockets or their family's pockets with corruption anytime they want. But they don't see themselves as working for China. They see China as working for them. China, on the other hand, sees it as the globalist and these corrupt politicians should be working for China, not the other way around. This is why the conflict continues to escalate, and that's why it's a real conflict. That's why people like George Soros for several years has been calling for the replacement of Xi in the current hierarchy. They're not looking to end the Chinese Communist Party's dominance. They like China being the factory worker for the globalists. They like China being the place they can experiment with things like biological weapons and social credit systems and totalitarian methods of control. They like that. But they want to replace the hierarchy at the top, who they see as being too uppity, too independent, that these are Chinese Communist Party leaders who see themselves as having the mandate of the Kingdom of Heaven. The Chinese Communist Party leaders have an economic incentive themselves to distract their own audience because the real estate implosion that's causing credit problems in China, compounded by the supply chain shock from the various activities over the zero COVID policy, has led to a disruptive, unsettled public. And that is why we face real risk of war with China come October. Don't be surprised and be alert for that risk and try to warn against it. Now, let's turn to Alex Jones, giving President Trump a critical, essential emergency message about the issues we pose today.
Mr. President, you have been set up by Big Pharma. You've been set up by the deep state. Your former White House coordinator admits they knew the shot would never work and that they lied to you. The current head of the CDC has now come out and admitted this. The rats are leaving the sinking ship and are preparing to set you up. But there's still time to get on the right side of history and save a lot of lives, Mr. President.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines, and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization.
Alex Jones here, issuing an emergency warning to President Trump. Not a warning out of any desire to hurt you, President Trump, but to save your important legacy and hopefully ensure you can get back into the White House coming up in 2024. We know the election was stolen. We know the deep state's trying to set you up any way they can. We understand that you are a lion surrounded by hyenas. But the number one issue that is going to end up biting you in the ass like nothing else is the experimental shot that Fauci and Bill Gates and Birx and the rest of them convinced you would actually save millions of lives and get the economy going when they had brought out their lockdowns. I know why you did it. You've done so many other great things for this nation, and I admire you and I appreciate you, and I want to support you for president. But Ron DeSantis is coming out and admitting that the vaccines don't work because now the CDC and others have been forced to admit that.
Even as now, even the CDC is backhandedly acknowledging that the shots aren't preventing people from getting infected.
We have Deborah Birx coming out and saying she knew the COVID vaccine wouldn't protect. We have Walensky, the current head of the CDC, coming out and saying that they were wrong about all this.
We made some pretty public mistakes, and we need to own them.
This admission came after the CDC received the findings of an external review she ordered of the agency. The CDC says the review found the agency's COVID guidance was confusing and overwhelming.
But you are still out there saying, no, it's great, and you're proud of it. Now that they've admittedly set you and America and the world up with an experimental drug they rolled out of gene therapy against the general public, it is critical for you to decouple from these people like Bolsonaro and other leaders like Viktor Orban have done, saying, hey, at first we were for this, we thought it might help, but now we know it doesn't work, it's a fraud, and we need to put the brakes on this. President Trump, I care about you. I know you mean well. You're a very smart man. But they're coming after six-month-old and up babies with these dangerous shots. And the numbers are coming out. Fox News has top journalists and scientists on confirming that the shots have killed hundreds of thousands of people here in the United States alone.
Well, and what I found was that hundreds of thousands of Americans have been killed by this vaccine, and millions have been injured. And you know, there clearly you are more likely to be injured or dead from the vaccine than if you were unvaccinated. So what they're saying and what the reality is completely opposite.
So the rats are leaving the sinking ship. They're now admitting they were wrong. They weren't wrong. They did this by design. And there you are at your rally saying, yeah, the shots shouldn't be forced and we shouldn't be kicking the military out. And that's good. But you have to go further and come out against these shots for children. President Trump, this is your Rubicon moment. America knows you meant well. America knows you fought the forced masking and the lockdowns and all the rest of the garbage. America knows that you pushed to roll out the incredibly life-saving monoclonals and got that approved in record time. And you were right. Your gamble of approving that and ramming it through worked. No side effects. Amazing. Incredible. But they lied to you about these mRNA shots. And so you got to come out and say, hey, we were right about the monoclonals. I'm not a doctor. I listen to these people. They now admit they were wrong. You've got to decouple yourself when your enemies, Fauci and the rest of them, Walensky and others, are admitting, okay, it doesn't really work. It doesn't protect you. In fact, it erases your immune system. But you are still up there saying you're proud of this. Don't let them set you up. This is the one flaw in your administration. Everything else you did was incredible. So this is my emergency message to you, Mr. President, to go and actually watch the first 30 minutes of Thursday's show. We'll put a link to it below here so you can see what I said in context. The corporate media edited down a 30-second clip to make it sound like that I'm only for DeSantis and that I've abandoned you. That's not true. It's the contrary. I understand you're under attack. I understand you are surrounded, and I'm trying to get you to reassess the situation. I know people like Don are telling you that you need to reassess the situation. I know people around you that you can trust understand how dangerous this is, because these are children and babies' lives now that are being affected by these shots. We need the heads of Pfizer and Moderna and others to be called in for congressional testimony. They need to get in major trouble for what they've done. And you need to lead the charge against them. Mr. President, the ball is in your court. But the people in your administration that were coordinating this operation that you trusted lied to you. All I'm saying is, go as far as your enemies have gone and admit it didn't work. They're the ones that are to blame, not you. But by you not doing the right thing at this critical point, you are angering your constituents. I'm on the streets everywhere. I take calls every day. And I can tell you, your most ardent, hardcore supporters are very sad right now and very, very upset. Because every passing day and week that goes, as more side effects and more carnage comes out, it's going to be blamed on you. You don't have much time. Don't let them destroy you. Don't let them destroy America. Continue to show the incredible instincts and smarts you've had and expose this lie and become a champion of going after Big Pharma for what they've done. Thank you so much, Mr. President. I know you've tried to reach out and I missed the call, but I did get the message through one of your associates, and you're asking why I did what I did. Hopefully this clip will make it to you and you'll understand why I'm asking you from the bottom of my heart to reassess what you've been up to and to really get on the right side of history. God bless, Mr. President, and good luck.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.